Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the female with the Fibonacci's, the Duchess of the Charge. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello, yes, very good, thanks.
Okay. All right, so our three stocks, three charts in 3 minutes are starting off with Con, which is Connemara Mining, was on the podcast yesterday, well, as a feature in the suggested one for your watch list. Doing very well this morning. What do you reckon on the chart? CON.
Connemara Mining is doing really well this morning. Second week in a row. I really like it, but it's got a key level coming up. 2.012. That is the 23.6 Fibonacci retracement from the April 2016 high, and it's where the 200-day moving average is. To confirm we've bottomed, we have to close above that. And if we do, rock and roll. First target is 3.9. Second target is 6.
Marvellous. All right, and the next one is Hydrodeck, and it's HYR, also suggested as one of your watchlists on the podcast, I think, last week. So HYR, what do you reckon here? Is it bottoming out?
It definitely looks like it's bottoming out. I'm a bit concerned because if you go right back to 2004, 2008, and you run Fibonacci projections, you know, we've got a level a little bit lower than where we bottomed at 1.36. But, you know, you can't ignore the price action, and it look definitely it's giving it a go. So where is the level to confirm that we bottomed? In this one, it is at 2.44, and that's also where the 200 moving day moving averages, that's a little bit higher at 2.49. So, you know, I think that's definitely where we're going to go and test, and a close above it gets us on our way. And yeah, this one has really good potential, you know, 5.5, it could double.
Yeah, okay. And the last one was a request received by yourself there, Pets, a Petodome. And it's obviously had some kind of I haven't kept an eye on this, but you've had some kind of bad news. I've said 5 days of falling here from £2.40 down to just below £2.194 at the moment. So what do you reckon, Pets?
Really ugly, isn't it? So it's got two levels of support. The 78.6 Fibonacci is 194.35, and that is the low today. And if that fails, i.e. we close below, then the next one is 179.180. And, you know, that 194 level is also a fib projection from the last swing higher. Now, somebody said to me 76.4 fib. Well, that's not it. It's actually 78.6, because 78.6 is the square root of 61.8.
Okay.
Just so you know. Little lesson. Anyway, yeah, so there is a good chance. Is, you know, when you look at the RSI, you know, we're down in the low 20s. It is a really good fib support. It's the 127 of the rally from the December low. I think that there's a chance we find support here. But if it doesn't hold, it's 180. And 180 is one of those, you know, screaming buy levels. If you look at the decline, you know, in Pets at Home, the decline from the sort of end of 2015 has really been choppy, overlapping, very different to the rally. So I think it is corrective, and this will turn higher again soon.
Yeah, well, I'm just reading up there. Apparently, their third quarter sales, they were out of a dip in the merchandise division, which held it back, dipped by 0.5%. So that's not, that obviously wasn't welcome there. All right, marvellous, Nick. Well, listen, if you send me those charts, I'll put them on the pages at Vox Markets, the company pages, and also the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Speak tomorrow. Thank you very much, Nicola.
Goodbye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.